We think of Purim as being a time of tremendous fun and excitement and beautiful experiences. But that experience of Purim for many is not that way. In fact, in New York, there are going to be hospitals that are lined. Once upon a time, it was just young men. Now it's even young women. Of people who've drunk too much. People who came close to death. And I know more than one case of people who were killed on Purim itself. And as all of our excitement begins to build towards the Yom HaKadosh, it's also Yom HaKadosh HaNora V'Oyom. And to internalize how and why it's a Yom HaKadosh HaNora V'Oyom and what our avoda for Purim is, it's simple that the Ramban's term Kol ha-mekudesh mechavero mechurav yoser mimenu. Those things that have greater propensity for holiness, those are more likely to be distorted. So let's try to understand why it is that it's mekudesh mechavero, and memela we understand what the challenge is. The challenge is, could you do Purim right? And that's a heavy, heavy challenge. And to get to what the avoda is, I'd like to ask B'siyata D'Shmaya three questions about different ramazim to Purim, and we'll see that the kedusha is so profound, it's so palpable, but at the same time, the kedusha itself leads to a tremendous, tremendous challenge. The Gemara Megillah tells us that all the Megillos, Asidin Livatel, Chutz Megillas Esther. The Rambam codifies this in the end of Perek Beis of Hilchas Megillah. Question number one is, of all of the Megillos, all of the holidays, the one that's going to become Batel's, particularly Purim, why? What is it about Megillah and Purim that's so lasting? It's question number one. Question number two is a beautiful Vart, a beautiful Dvar Torah, a brilliant Dvar Torah that Rav Nevin Sal Shlita said. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Yuna Mebeis says, V'hoya Lashem L'Shem, quoting a pasuk in Yeshayahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be given a name. What is that? Zo Megillas Esther. This is a reference to Megillah. Rav Nevin Sal had a brilliant Ha'ara. How many Sifrei Tanakh are there? So there are actually not 24, there are 26. Because Vayhi ben Saya Aaron, the Gemara tells us, is a separate Sefer. So there are really seven Sifrei Torah, what we call Chumashim, plus the rest of the Sifrei Tanakh, that's 26. How many Mesechtos are there in Shas? So traditionally you say that there are 63 Mesechtos in Shas. Once upon a time, Meseches Kalim was divided into three different Mesechtos. So there are 65 Mesechtos, and there are 26 Sifrei Tanakh. V'haya Lashem L'Shem. Megillas Esther is the last of the Sifrei Tanakh. It completes the Shem Hashem. What's the numerical value of Yudkei Vavkei? Rav Nevin Sal pointed out, 26. What is the Shem Adnos, the numerical value of Adnos? 65. V'hayo l'Hashem l'Shem. Megillas Esther completes the Shem Hashem. Sifrei Tanakh and the last Masechta, historically, in Shas, is Maseches Megillah. What a beautiful Vart. What a profound Vart. But I have a question. How paradoxical and how ironic that is. V'hayo l'Hashem l'Shem. This is the Shem Hashem? But the Shem Hashem doesn't appear in the Megillah. But paradoxically, it completes the Shem Hashem. When it doesn't appear, that's what completes the Shem Hashem. That's question number two. Question number one, again, was, what does it mean that Purim and Megillas Esther will not become Batel? Question number two is, what does it mean that Megillas Esther is Lashem, completes the Shem Hashem? And question number three, if the Megillah doesn't have the Shem Hashem, Rabbeinu Bechaya finds a fascinating reference to it. In Perek Hey, Pasuk Dalid, Pasuk says, Yavoi HaMelech, Esther's request is, may the king, Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom, to make a party. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Yavo HaMelech, Yud, followed by Hey, followed by Vav, followed by Hey, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shem Hashem. That's the remez, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. Ibn Ezra has another understanding. Let's run with Rabbeinu Bechaya. Isn't it ironic that pasuk, Yavo HaMelech V'Haman, let the Melech and Haman come together? Haman is in the Shem Hashem? Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom? That's what creates the Shem Hashem? Shver. And Rav Chizkiyo Nevinsal always emphasized, the Shem Hashem is Yavo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom. I want to bring in another Rav to deal with this Yisod. I was just so thrilled right before I found that some of the Yisodos that I've been developing with Talmidim over the years, Rav Aaron Kotler, Zatzal, says in, I just saw in the Kovetz Sichos, his Ma'amarim, Chela Gimel, page Ayin Tes. You know, it reminds me when you bring another Rav in. You know, they say that there was once a barber who was giving haircuts, and the fellow comes in, and the fellow gets the haircut. He says, "What do you do?" He says, "I'm a volunteer fireman." He says, "I can't charge you. You're a volunteer fireman." So the next day, the fireman comes in, and he brings the fellow a hat, a token hat, to thank him. Next day, a volunteer policeman comes in, he asks him, "What do you do?" He says, "I can't charge you, you're a policeman." Next day, a policeman comes in and he brings in a hat. The third day, someone else comes in for a haircut, and the barber gives him a haircut, and he asks him, "What do you do?" He says, "I'm a rabbi." So next day, the rabbi comes, and he brings another rabbi. Sometimes, to be mazbir, to bring another rav, is actually quite helpful. Not only did Rav Aaron say that, let me bring another Rav. This is actually a cool piece of history. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal got married. I believe it might have been the exact schedule as this year. And the Su'uda, no, it wasn't, it was a Purim Mishulash. It was a Purim Mishulash when Rav Shlomo Zalman got married. And his drasha was dealing with the same question that Rav Aaron dealt with. And that is that we have a rule, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, you don't mix one simcha with another. And therefore, on Yom Tov, you can't get married. Shlomo Zalman got married on Purim. So his chassan's drasha was an explanation of the Magen Avram in Tav Resh Tzadi Vav, why we don't say, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha on Purim. And the yesod was the following. Rabbi Aaron extends it to some of these questions. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, 90 years ago, he said the following yesod. He said, when it comes to all the other Yomim Tovim, all of those Yomim Tovim, there's a Kedushas Hayom, that's a Hisayrus De'ilah. I'm using my terms. I can't claim that Rav Shlomo Zalman used these exact words. There is a Kedusha that was put into the day. However, Purim has absolutely no inherent Kedusha. And therefore, the problem of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha is only when there's another day that it has an inherent Kedusha. But Purim doesn't have any inherent Kedusha. And the exact opposite is true, says Rav Aaron. The Kedusha of Purim is particularly taking HaMelech V'Haman, is taking what we described a month ago, the Sod, the secret of Klal Yisrael, is taking the Yayin and the Gashmias and so on, and raising it up and using it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we referred to before as Nichnas Yayin Yotze Sod. And that was Rav Shlomo Zalman's essence in describing Purim. Purim is all about taking the Gashmias and showing that we could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it. And ultimately, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The completion of the Shem Hashem is V'hayo L'Hashem L'Shem. The completion of the Shem Hashem is particularly through Purim. Because that is where a person shows that he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's a tremendous challenge. And that's the challenge that we're given at the end of this man. The challenge in which a person is asked to take the Gashmias, take what the rest of the world turns into Averos, and use it as serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to hold on tight. It's not easy. It's a litmus test of where we really are. That, Rabbi Aaron says, is something that will exist forever. When it comes to all the other Yamim Tovim, Purim is an exception. Pesach, Shavuos, Chanukah, all of those other Yamim Tovim, their essence are not going to be so relevant anymore. What's going to be their essence? Pesach, or Gadol, compared to the Geula Asida, the Geula Asida is so much greater than even the Nisim of Pesach. But this idea, to be able to take the Chomrios, to be able to take what the world thinks is Haman, and to show that that's part of Avodas Hashem, Yovo HaMelech V'Haman Hayom, that's the essence of Avodah. It's so easy to get absorbed, into the Gashmis. Now they say that there was a girl who was dressed up for Purim, and she had sponges all over herself, and her friend said to her, what are you dressed up as? And she said, I'm self-absorbed. For some people, that they're self-absorbed. And they're self-absorbed in the Gashmis of Purim as well. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that we're self-absorbed. And it doesn't have to be that Gashmis becomes entirely absorbed inside of us. When I was a bachur in Tarvadas, about your age, they had what we're going to do in Mirtzeh Hashem the night before the Seuda, right? We're going to have the Masiba on the night of Tesvav, right? That's when it's going to be here, night of Tesvav. So they used to have the Masiba in Tarvadas the night after the Seuda, not before. And everybody used to come in entirely inebriated. I remember Rav Belsky Zatzal standing back and watching with an amused smile on his face, watching all the drunks. By the way, speaking of that, I have never seen any of my Rabbeim get what you would call stone drunk. By the way, one of Talmidim said to me, Rebbe, I don't think you mean stoned. So, oh, you're right. Now I mean stone. But getting drunk, getting so inebriated to the point that they lost control. Was there simcha? Absolutely. Never. All of my Rabbeim, from the beginning, Rabbeim and Tarav Das, Rav Kaplinsky, Rav Shiner, Rav Pam, Rabbi Braunspiegel, Rav Nevensal, Rav Miller, I've never seen any of my Rabbeim lose control. Ever. They drink, they're besimcha, v'chulei, v'chulei. We could discuss another time what does it mean, ad lo yada. But all I could tell you is, watch your Rabbeim, and you'll see. The ruba, the ruba, the ruba are besimcha, but the notion of getting stone drunk, or however you're going to describe it, at the end of the day, just in my universe, I never saw such a thing. But in Tarvad Asta were boys who, despite the Rabbein, despite what Rav Pam did, despite what Rav Belsky did, and so on and so forth, who were drunk. And by the middle of the night, the lunchroom in Tarvad Asta is extremely slippery. It's a mixture of beer, wine, and something else of liquid. And you could barely stand on your feet over there. The music was blaring. And Rav Pam's grandson, Rav Chaim Aryeh Pam, started dancing with me. I was a young boy. I didn't know if I was interested in learning very much at the time. I know that I wasn't very interested in learning at the time. I was a good boy, but not so excited like most of the Shana Bet boys here. And he took me and he started dancing. And he said to me something very simple and so beautiful. He meant something entirely different, but the metaphor is so profound. He said to me, Chaim, when it gets slippery, you got to hold on tighter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Purim slippery. It's a test. It's a test at the end of the Zman of whether you could do Purim right, because it's a test of whether you could complete the Shem Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya to be able to do Purim right. To have misameach im boreinu, misameach b'chalkeinu, misameach b'teiraseinu, and Ezer Hashem continue to be mekadosh Shem Shemayim.